Good morning. This is the Publix Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman, and James Baumgartner is in the studio with me for Artscape. And James, this is the first time we've been doing this. In how long has it been?
Quite a while. It was March of last year. March 12th was the last time we had an Artscape. We reviewed Assassins from the GAM Theater, and the next day, pretty much everything was canceled after that.
That's right. I remember. And we were wondering, wow, I wonder what's going to happen now. Well, we've found out, haven't we? And tonight's Festival Ballet Providence is kicking off a two-week run of outdoor performances called, appropriately enough, Emergence. And both James and I saw Emergence last week. James, what were your impressions?
Well, it was the first in-person performance I've seen since local performances started up again, and it was so great to be in an audience and to see people performing on stage.
It felt unique somehow, the first in-person performance for either of us. There were five works presented in the evening, ranging from classical ballet of the mid-19th century to more contemporary works, including two world premieres. The classical ballet was The Wedding Suite from Don Quixote.
Here's how Festival Ballet's executive director Kathleen Breen Combs described it.
I think it's most likely what the perception of ballet is, right? When you think of ballet, you think of tutus, rigid, classical. And so for me, it's important to pay homage to that and to keep our history strong. But then you look at the evolution and what we're doing today and what's relevant to today's society and what we want to do that's reflective of that. So for me, trying to find a way to still really have a connection with our roots, but then to push the art form and use that traditional technique to create more relevant art.
In between the classical and the contemporary, there was Lady of Camellia's Pas de Deux.
That featured a man and woman on stage enacting a sort of love story.
Yeah, there was a flirtation between the two, seduction. There was a shawl being draped over the shoulders.
There was a bit of running away, and then there was a bit of coming back, and in between glances and suggestions that a lot was going on.
Kathleen described it as neoclassical, where it's using some of the elements of classical ballet, the spins, the lifts, the on-point work, but bringing it more into the modern world. We saw this on the Thursday after the heat wave broke. So it was a 72-degree evening with a completely blue sky and magic hour lighting on the dancers, which of course meant that the sun was in their eyes, which must have presented a particular challenge.
You know, there's so many elements and variables when you present something outside. So first it's the weather, okay, it's not raining, and then it's the sun, you know, or the floor is too hot. So there's always something, but you know, we were joking inside, it's like a spotlight. And they're all used to being in the spotlight. So it's they're troopers and they've adjusted so well. And I think they're just so thrilled to be performing.
And the audience was thrilled to be watching them. The piece I enjoyed the most was the longer, multi-part contemporary work called Same.
The piece is set to the music of Josh Knowles, who performs on stage with the dancers. He sings and plays a violin that has a little electronic manipulation to it. And there's another musician playing guitar and electronics. I'm falling back, falling back.
Same was originally performed in February of 2020, before the pandemic shut down so much of public life in America. Even though it was created before the pandemic, it resonated with what we've been through in this last year and a half.
Josh wrote this album, and we were actually his premiere of the album. He released that album in February of 2020. And the choreography has remained the same. But yeah, so much has changed, right? So
yeah.
It really has worked so well, and which is why when I say the dancers taking it on a second time with such a different conviction and passion has been really interesting to see.
In the opening number, How Deep the Dark, there are 15 dancers on stage. They're all moving together, but they're separated. How deep the dark? When can I hold your hand,
yep.
love?
Yeah.
And they're all holding their own hands.
Yep.
But not touching.
Exactly.
And it was just so haunting to me to think that that was actually done before.
Right, before and isolated.
Isolated on stage.
And on these boxes.
On the boxes.
With like the black trench coats,
yeah.
a very kind of ominous look to it. So it really did work so well. We had no idea at the time, but coming back now, you look, it's so funny how you can, you know, relate to art in that way.
Exactly.
And how it touches you at different times when you're going through different things.
Like I said earlier, this was the first live performance I'd seen in over 15 months, so I was primed to have a bit of an emotional response. And the pas de deux that ends same really delivered for me. It's a man and woman dancing together on stage. This time, there's no space between the performers. They are close to each other, face to face. To my eyes, the dance depicts a relationship, but it's a troubled relationship.
That both our souls are so tried through. From tears old and new.
Yeah, it's this idea that you go through so much with someone, right? And sometimes it's great and sometimes it's bad. But there's still that love, right? There's that underlying love. And I think as an artist too, it's very easy to relate to because you have that with your art as well. You know, there's times where you're so passionate, where you're in it, and other times where it's almost tormenting. But you have to do it. It tells this tale of so many things changing. The lyrics are, no one can say that things haven't changed, but my love for you still remains the same. And for me, it's been so touching because, you know, bringing back arts and that love for even for the dancers, for the audience member, for the community, that still remains the same. You know, sometimes you can present art that's challenging. And you push your audience to go to new levels. And I wanted to present something that was enjoyable. I felt like everybody had really been challenged enough, right, over the past year. And I wanted them to sit down and watch an evening of dance that just brought them joy. So that's the biggest thing that we're trying to do.
I think they did.
Yeah, me too.
Emergence from Festival Ballet Providence runs Thursday through Sunday this week and next outdoors at Festival Ballet on Hope Street in Providence.
And they're also putting on a production of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's a children's story, of course, but it features classical ballet technique from the performers, so it's great for audiences of all ages.
For you still remains the same.